Bossy, the round ball bloke says the Joe Lolly news has been met with crickets because the A-League doesn't rate a mention anymore. Deathblow was moving it from a big platform like Foxtel to a streaming service being paramount. I used to watch regularly, but I'm not purchasing another streaming service to watch subpar football.
That's a heavy spray there. This one, Joe Lolly, he'll be sweet. Bluntish, thank you. Pinnacle on that. Matt of Yarra Glen is on the McDonald Jones open line. 1300 01 1170. I think mission accomplished. We've flushed someone out to talk about Joe Lolly to us. Matt, good morning.
G'day, V&B. How are you?
Good, thank you, Matt.
That's good. Now, I'll just suffice my comments by saying I'm a Melbourne Victory member and I'm down in Victoria.
Yep.
And I don't particularly like Sydney.
That's all right. Just get that out of the way.
And Matt, we don't like you either. So yeah, we'll have a chat.
I erred there in not saying the full Sydney FC. I'm actually a Swan supporter.
But boys,
I just wanted to point out that the A-League for me, and I'm a diehard football fan. I'm from a football family. We love the league, and the product. The problem is a lot of people compare it to elsewhere. The product's really good. Now, the issue we have with guys like Joe Lolly is you're not selling the player. You're selling his resume or where he might have played.
Mm.
Now, a club like Nottingham Forest has a rich history, but he didn't play in the mid-80s when they won European Cups. So you can't sell a guy to the fairweather fan on the fact he played for a club that won trophies and has a name.
Mm.
You need to sell him on him. We had at Melbourne Victory about 6 years ago, we had a guy called, maybe about 8 years ago, Joseph Keenan. They tried to sell him on the fact that he was a Chelsea youth product.
Mm.
Nobody cared about that.
Mm. No.
You had Drogba at Chelsea. You had Lampard at Chelsea. Petr Cech in goal.
Yeah.
If you sign one of them, you can sell them off the back of Chelsea because they're playing each week.
Mm.
The whole thing is you could find a diamond in the rough in any league anywhere in the world. They're quality footballers. They could come here. But you've got to market them, and you've got to sell them for who they are. It's great to throw a name in, but you're not putting bums on seats because the bloke played for Forest.
Yeah, no, that's a very educated overview of it as a passionate football fan. Now, Matt, your prize is that you get to go head-to-head with Brandy in the birthday game.
Oh, stay on line, Matt.
Stay on the line, Matt. Here we go.
You're
the birthday game
winning,
today.
Matt.
We've never had a listener v. Brandy. Madonna is celebrating her birthday today. Matt, how old's Madonna?
Oh, I'd say
need an answer.
63.
Brandy?
I was going to go 63, but I'll go one lower, 62.
Ooh, you should have gone one higher, 64. Oh, Madonna's 64.
Yeah. Mate, good start.
Jeff Thompson, fast bowler, Tomo. Birthday today, Matt. How old's Jeff Thompson?
74.
Ooh,
what's going
on? Yeah. Brady?
I'll drop one. 73.
72. Oh!
Matt, good start. I'm running off the back of Matty.
It's 10 to 1 on Tuesday afternoon. We're still going head-to-head looking for a successful answer. Brendan Cowell, great actor. I was watching him in 12 last night. He's a great
character.
He
is a great
Shark
actor.
Fan.
Good man, too.
How old's Brendan Cowell, Matt? The actor. Australian actor. Brendan Cowell.
Hello. It's a tricky one. He could be younger than I think, but he could also be older. I'm going to go 52.
52? Right. Oh, geez. I think you're being kind to
48.
46.
Oh, this
is just absolute.
Yes.
Well, Steve Carell, the actor. Steve Carell, he's very funny. He's in The Office, was very good. Steve Carell. Is it Carell or Carroll?
Carell.
Carell. How old's Steve Carell, Matt, the actor? How old's Steve today?
Okay. I'll go 52 again.
52, all right.
I'll go a bit older, 55.
60. Oh, this is just... I'm getting the
wind-up.
We
weren't close to it.
Sam Thompson from SEN Management is here today. She's giving me a massive wind-up on this.
Good day for Sam to come in and be listening.
Can we do this off-air, she said. Look, okay, this is for triple points. Now, Matt, do you follow rugby league at all?
I'm a Storm member.
Okay. Matt, Mark Coyne is score of the miracle try in 1994 for Queensland. How old is Mark Coyne today, Matt?
So let's say he would have been mid to late 20s then.
Mm. Oh, he's using a bit of Eddie Maguire sort of who wants to be a millionaire stuff here. Yeah, how old?
55.
55? Brandy?
55.
That's pretty good. I'll go either side of it. I'll go 56.
He was 55.
Oh, Matty!
You've come home strong.
Oh, there's a prize
come
in that, isn't
there? Come home strong. Going to give you a Signet Power Boost Bank valued at $60. Keep your phone, tablet and earbuds powered 24-7, Matt. Well done.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good stuff, Matt. Thanks for the call.
That was the first and last ever listener v. Brandy in the birthday game.
Joe Lolly. Yeah.
That's right.
Build a man up.
That's it. It says, I think it's time to get Joe Lolly on the program. That's not a bad idea. I don't mind that. I don't mind pumping up the tyres of Joe Lolly, finding out more about
him. Well, if you're on the bus, you know that you need to get him on the line.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you for that.
Muzza says, Brandy, tackling someone in the office is not quite the same as a finger in the Shaminda. One can expect to be tackled on the footy field, but the finger is a different story. That is true.
That's a lot.
I forgot to mention the finger.
Yeah. Does Charlie know we are going all options here? Just break the news to Charlie if he wants to.
Charlie's like the guinea pig. I'm going to tackle him and
the guinea pig. I'm thinking Charlie needs to get in touch with Brighton's lawyers right now. It is 7 minutes to 9. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.